Okay, listeners, Kaylin has an announcement. First, we're going to start with sad news. Back on the Valentine's Day plan episode, Mr. Snowball made an appearance. Mr. Snowball has passed away. We had to put him down. He started having seizures. So, unfortunately, we are down a family member.
Right.
The good news, which is not related to the bad news. The good news is separate. I got a dog. I got a 5-month-old puppy. She's a Collie Shepherd mix. Her name is Baby Spice of the Spice Girls. We will also call her Spicy.
Yeah.
And she is the cutest thing. Oh.
I'm so excited to be
there. Are pictures in the Discord already. So if you're not there, get your ass over there and check out this cute ass dog.
She looks like the sweetest little thing.
Oh, and she's so sweet. She's a cuddler. And I got her on Friday. It is now Tuesday. We have come so far.
Yeah.
And we're working on the potty training. We haven't had any accidents in the house for 3 days. And she already can walk on a leash loosely.
Nice.
And she knows no, and she knows touch.
Is she getting more comfy in the house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, today she was like, I don't want to go in my little apartment. I want to be out with you. I don't want to go inside. So I had to pick her up and bring her in. I'm like, I have to eat my lunch. You have to go away. Yeah, and we've been going on walks, and they've been amazing because she's just like the most polite, like little happy thing. And I'm so cute. Oh, I've been a dogless for like 11 months, and I've been talking about getting a dog. And I've been looking at dogs for so long. I finally have one, and she's so cute. Oh, I just love her. So yeah, we're doing all the doggy training. I have her signed up. We're going to a puppy play group on Saturday. And then on Tuesday, we're going to doggy kindergarten. And then on Thursday, I have her signed up for obedience class.
Nice.
So she's going to be a model citizen. And I learned there's a canine good citizen test you can take. And they do it at every Petco. And it's 10 things your dog has to be able to do. And actually, I was thinking about it. Roxy, my last dog, she probably could have passed it without any training because she was just old and chill and didn't give any fucks. But I think that would be cool for little baby Spice. And then, you know how, like, after if you're an RN, you get RN after your name. Oh. If you have a PhD, you get PhD after your name. For the for the canine good citizen test, it would be baby Spice, comma, CGC.
Canine so, good citizen.
Yes, yes. So I... Cute. When we get to that point, if she passes the test, I'll get her a new name tag, whatever. It'll have her name on it and then comma CGC. Oh, I'm a nerd. I don't have any children. I'm never having any children. My pets are my children and this is my baby. From now on, you will be hearing Baby Spice mentioned in the episodes and now you know who she is.
Spicy for short.
Little Spicy.
She leaves the plants alone?
Yeah, no. Okay. She has shown some interest in some of the soil that is at her head level. Mm. Most of my plants on the floor that are, you know, have soil that animals could get in have big rocks on them.
Right.
Because Roxy used to eat the soil. And then she'd poop out the perlite. And I would be like, God damn it, Roxy, you did it again. Or like, there was one plant, she would like go up to it and just like do a drive-by scoop with her mouth. I was like, damn it, dog. I do feed you enough. But like... She was on a diet. She had to lose 20 pounds. So, like, she never thinks I feed her enough.
So that was Leo.
Take snacks on the soil. So, any big plants I have the rocks on them. It also helps so the cats don't get the idea that they can
use it as a litter box.
Yeah, they can't do that. I still say cats. We have one cat. I'm so sorry, Mr. Ball. So, anyway, plant chat.
Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges.
Oh, shit. That's my job. I get distracted. Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges, everybody. This is our podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Mackie.
We're having a planty chat today, everybody. We're going to talk about plants. Go figure.
What?
Okay, so big news. My Regal Shield has 16 leaves. My Albo put out a really nice new leaf that is fairly big. Has excellent variegation. Lots more white than it did before. The most recent two leaves are just like really heavy on the white and it's beautiful. My Tycon from Tom just put on a new leaf. I measured him the other day when Jen was over. 26 inches.
And it's hardened off?
No, it has not hardened off all the way. So it could be getting bigger. But my other leaf size record was 24 inches 2 times in a row. And so then it put out this new 26 inch leaf. And I'm like, ooh. Wow.
Nice. Noah's Tycon is putting out a new leaf too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bigger than the previous one. He's like, it's going to be like a little smaller, maybe the same size, because the new leaf just came out. It hasn't even unfurled. It's still in the spike stage.
Mm-hmm.
Just as big as the previous leaf. I was like, no, it's going to expand. It'll get
bigger.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That's kind of wild with that one, because how it, you know, it unrolls, but then it still gets bigger before it hardens off, as opposed to some plants that unroll and then they get no bigger.
Yeah.
And then there's Anthurium, who come out tiny and then just keep growing. Getting and massive. That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm doing this thing with my hand where I'm increasing the size.
To me, it's like if you've ever seen the examples of solar sails and how they come out and just unfurl, like it's like origami just coming out. That's the way right. I think of new leaves. Because there's origami in the stem, they come out and...
Mm-hmm. My Magnificum is putting out another leaf.
Nice.
I'm
excited. I really want to keep that one and grow it really big because of its name. I don't know that my conditions are exactly perfect, but
right.
I'm just happy it's growing because for a lot of the time I've had it, it just hasn't grown.
Mm-hmm.
It was very mad at me for like the first 8 months.
I remember my first fancy Anthurium. It took a year to adjust before it started growing.
God, I don't know why people like these things.
I have given up on Anthuriums.
Don't you have babies?
Nope.
Oh, dear. Did they die?
I just gave up trying to get them to grow.
Oh, okay. They weren't sizing up, so you just tossed them?
I just tossed them. So that's my news. I went through and tossed a whole bunch of stuff.
What else did you toss?
So basically any starters that I had, I was just like, I don't want to go through the process of having more plants and figuring out where they're going. So those went. I got rid of my glad hands because I was just like, I don't want it anymore. My mealy experiment, I threw that away.
What was that? You're letting a plant be infested until it died?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Hoya?
Yeah. The thing is I stopped watering it, so it died from water not being in its stems.
Just desiccated away.
It didn't die from mealies.
Yeah. So that was a big thing. And that was, so this first round was really just like props, starters, butt cuts, stuff that I just like, I don't
want to look at this anymore.
Yeah.
Can you send me some of that motivation so I can just bye. I did my variegated string of pearls that had root mealies. I finally took the last of the strands off the top and put them on a butterfly propping them, but I didn't actually cut them up into butterflies. I just let them be strands.
Mm-hmm.
All the remaining strands are gone, and so I just took the butt cut, and he's currently in the garage waiting to go in the compost bin.
With that clean out, I had space in a window now to put my elbow, so my elbow is going to be in a window. Hopefully it will start doing downward facing leaves instead of upward.
Oh, because it was in your cabinet?
It was under Soltec.
Oh, cool. Yep. How big is your billy?
Big. It's putting out a leaf right now. I haven't measured in a minute, but...
We should put your billy next to my giant Tycon.
Do you want it? Because that's on the list of things to get rid of.
Yes, I do.
I just got rid of my billy.
No, you told me.
Give it to my aunt.
It needs a repot, but...
I have a cuckoo choir now. Oh,
I don't know. It's on the list of things to get rid of, but it's not like the I need it gone tomorrow list.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just eventually
your triage of plant getting rid of.
Yeah, eventually the Tycon is going to go in the spot that the Billy's in.
I refreshed my account. I have 89 plants.
I should count.
But you just gave me one, so now I have 90 plants. And if you give me the Billy, I have to count that as two because I have one at home. So that would be 91 plants.
Mm. It's still under 100.
I know.
You've got nine more plants to get.
I was actually, I think I was talking to Cassandra and I was like, I kind of want 75 plants.
Put Hoya Ganunganine on there too.
Are you making me one?
Well, eventually I will be. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still under 100, but that doesn't mean Simone and Alyssa that you can give me begonia cuttings.
Right.
I got rid of one of my begonias, my like top 8 begonias. I'm down to like top 7.
So wait, you're going to go down to 75?
Well, that was like, an idea. It's not a decisive like thing I've decided on.
I still want to get down to 50.
I support this. I think it's really funny how, I don't know, Mackie, you've been kind of in a cycle for your 10 years of growing. So this doesn't necessarily apply to you, but like Christine and I, we had a few plants and we collected and we got a lot of plants and then we had a really lot of plants. And then we're like, this is not so fun. So we got rid of some plants and now we're at the point where we're like, let's get rid of more.
Yeah.
And I really like that for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've kind of went through that cycle recently too. But I don't keep a strict limit on how many plants I keep. I just kind of go by what I can maintain. And if I start falling behind, I cut stuff.
And that's kind of where I'm at, where like when I'm watering, I was just like, this is just, it's taking too much for me to do all the watering right now. So we need to just cut it.
If I had 100 plants in 4-inch pots, I would be fine. I have to fill up my water jugs multiple times for a lot of my plants because they're just thirsty bitches in huge pots. And like, some of them need to be repotted. So guess what?
You're going to repot them.
I have to water them every single week.
Yeah.
Or if I do repot them, then they get bigger and that's a problem because I have a lot of big pots already.
Yeah.
Ooh, in good news though, my Petiolaris.
Oh.
He has overcome his shock and root devastation and he is not weepy and he's putting out a new leaf.
Nice.
His little bud thing, his little clitoris thing is swelling. That's kind of what it looks like.
That's one that you put outside every year and he likes it.
I actually didn't. No, I did. I put him outside last year.
Yeah. I put mine outside every year.
Yeah. Mackie has convinced me to try him in full sun. And actually, that won't be that hard of a decision because he doesn't have a lot of leaves that can ruin at the moment. So if he does get sunburned, he just has to grow them all again anyway.
I mean, if you just acclimate him with the rest of your plants, because like I just don't acclimate because I don't do a lot of that. Well, but like, I'm starting to do more of it.
My fiddle leaf fig, I acclimate it and it still burns.
Yeah.
The rubber trees are completely fine. Croton, completely fine. Yeah. Plumeria, completely fine.
Speaking of plumeria, you should probably start putting it outside.
Our nighttime temperatures getting down to 40s consistently?
No.
Wasn't that what I had to wait for?
Yeah, I was looking at it. It looked like this week you would have been fine, but next week's supposed to start dipping in the 30s again. But.
I've withheld water and he's been dropping a lot of leaves. Mm. He still has leaves.
Yeah.
I don't understand this guy. He's been losing leaves all winter, and he still has some. He must have just had a lot, and I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
I gave some plants to somebody on Plant Fairy Friday, and she came and picked them up, and she was like, is that a plumeria in your window? And I was like, why, yes, it is. Would you like a cutting? Because I will need to give away cuttings a lot this summer. And she was like, no, I actually have one. And so we had a conversation about plumeria, and I asked her about...
Did she get hers a flower?
No. Hmm. Hers is a lot smaller than mine.
Gotcha.
But... I was like, do you know anything about dormancy and blah, yada, yada, yada? And the answer is I have no more information and I still haven't researched them, even though I talk about this every episode. Oh, I'm just going to do it.
It's a process.
It's the ADHD.
It is. You push stuff off. I do it all the time.
I did get ADHD tested.
Oh, how'd that go?
Did you get your results?
No, they're going to make my results in 3 weeks and then give me a little presentation on me. No.
I hate those presentations because they tell you all this stuff about yourself that you just don't want
to
think about.
Well, and, like,
welcome some
to
of it,
you.
Yeah, some of it I already know. And it's interesting when like you put into words things that I previously have only like experienced in my head.
Sure.
And you like describe me and like the way I like to do things. And I'm like, how do you know that?
You know what? And this is probably a TikTok has been a fantastic resource for me to be like, oh, I'm
do
not.
Do you also have ADHD?
Maybe.
Do you have a Blue Cross Blue Shield for insurance?
No.
Okay, if you switch, you can get insurance to pay for it. But if you don't have Blue Cross Blue Shield, it's $3,200.
Gross.
For the place I went. But I coincidentally have Blue Cross Blue Shield, and so insurance covers it.
Yeah, I actually, at this point, I don't know if it's ADHD more so than just regular ADD.
There
and
is
then...
no ADD anymore.
Oh, really?
No, there's technically no ADHD.
It's ADD. Oh, it's only ADD?
I don't know. It's been bouncing back and forth, but like,
they're
a lot
essentially
of people
the same thing now.
Yeah, but that mixed with some pretty severe anxiety.
Mm.
So that's where I think a lot of the like ADHD characteristics also interline with anxiety sometimes.
Yeah.
Like
and
paralysis,
OCD.
Like, because that's an anxiety thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
look at us all just
untested.
Not able to human all the time.
It's really? It's more rare to be more than neurotypical than neurodivergent nowadays. So,
Yeah.
I am never more productive than when I am productively procrastinating.
Yep.
I am productive. When there are no demands on me, I am very productive. But the second you make a demand, I'm demand avoidant. So as soon as it becomes a demand, I fuck off.
Oh, I'm kind of the other way where as soon as I have a deadline, I'm like, whoop, we're doing this.
I need the deadline because I need to panic at the end to get it done.
Yep. I work the best under stress and pressure.
Exactly.
And Christine in college was always like, I'm going to write this paper the night before it's due
in a half hour.
Yeah.
Same.
If I waited, I would be writing that paper 3 hours after Christine finished because that's just the type of writer I am.
Yeah.
Like I would write really well. I just. It takes a while.
I was a kid in high school and they were like, you can't leave this 10-page paper till the night before. I'd be like, watch me. And I would. And I did. And I would get 100%.
I had an English teacher who was like, have you started yet? And it was like 3 days before like our big book assignment was due. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
if you've done any of it, I was like, it'll get done. I got it done on time.
Just wait until the hyper focus kicks in.
And I got an A.
Yep.
And she was like, oh my God. And I had to retake a class because I failed it. And I just resubmitted the same paper and she accepted it. I literally, that's all I did, was just resubmitting old work.
In community college, our theater instructor would always grade papers and then like grade mine in the middle of the pack. And he'd be like, oh, well, Kaylin wrote more, so I'm going to give her some bonus points. And Christine always hated it because Christine just answered the question like a normal person. And then Kaylin, who just like can't shut up,
well, yeah,
over answers. And then Christine's mad. Kaylin gets extra credit.
Yeah, I'm just a very blunt person. So I'm just like, that's the answer.
Yeah. But Kaylin was like, I'm going to tell you the answer, but I have to explain it in 10 sentences.
Right.
I have to explain the answer, and then I have to explain why the answer is the way it is. The contributing factors.
Nope. I'm just like, this is the answer.
Yeah. I definitely hated you for being able to write papers so quick and concisely. Because like, I have to go over what I've written so many times and refine it.
Oh my God. I never even paid attention when I was writing papers. I would just like space out watching TV and like type my papers. And then like I turn it in, like, oh, a teacher would ask questions, but like, I don't know what I wrote.
Yeah. We would have homework parties.
I forgot about it already.
We'd have homework parties and we'd like start a movie and everyone would get like distracted and are watching the movie. And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christine thrives on that shit. And that made me mad because you would come in and you like turn on the TV and write your paper. And I'd be at the computer or I'd be like at the table and I wouldn't be able to focus because the TV was on. And Christine's like, I'm done. And I'm like,
I do well with background noise.
So do I.
But not distract. I have to do music.
Yeah.
We're not talking about plants.
180 beats per minute is the ADHD magic number.
What does that mean?
It does weird things to your brain and it gives you energy to do stuff.
Thrash metal?
Well, yeah, what is 180? What kind of
there are literal websites that say that will give you playlists of like this is an ADHD playlist. Okay, the beats are about 180 beats per minute.
Well, 180 beats per minute ADHD playlist.
I think it's 180.
Oh, no, I need this because lately I have not been able to turn on music and focus when it comes to watering my plants. Mm. Like the other day, I had nothing really to do all day besides puppy things. And I had turned on my music and I start watering plants and then I just get distracted. And I potted up a bunch of coleus that had rooted, but then I got distracted and then I didn't get all the plants watered.
Right.
I'll say this. My husband has 154.
Trained.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Beats per minute when your ADHD brain needs a factory reset.
Yeah, pretty much. My husband, I've been with him for like 12 years now. And it was only a couple of years ago he learned that if he put on like any of my music, because a lot of my music is about that, because that's just what I gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. I get up and start cleaning and getting stuff done. He can't guarantee what I'm going to get done, but things get done. So like he just comes and turns on music and I just get up and start cleaning. And I realized he was doing that. I was like, you suck. And he's like, I figured it out.
Funny. If anyone needs a song example of 154 beats per minute, the Black Eyed Peas song, Pump It.
Louder.
Pump It. Louder. Do you have ADHD, Christine?
Maybe.
We should do some plant tours together and listen to the same playlist. So, yeah, and you'll be like, you done? You'll be like, yeah, you done? Yeah. Lighting a candle also helps me when I'm like, I want to get stuff done. But I went through a candle phase in like 2015, where I would make sure to go to Bath and Body Works and buy the $10 3-wick candles when they were on sale. And I had like a whole box of different like flavors. And I was going to have to move. And I was like, I don't have to carry this giant box of candles. So I like
burned
through all of them. And then I was like, that was too many candles, Kaylin. You need to control yourself.
I miss candles.
So if anybody ever goes to IKEA with me, you will be told before we walk in there, I am not allowed to buy candles.
Oh, and that's me at Aldi. I always get the Aldi candles.
I am very like, okay, so when I go to IKEA, I don't actually like their scented candles because their scent is not very good. They don't last and they're not potent, but I like the unscented ones that are just plain pillars.
Sure.
And that come in different sizes because then I can pair them with one of my like fancy Halloween candles or like a Yankee candle or, you know, whatever. Plants? So maybe I should.
I was going to say, are we talking about plants? Or?
While I water my plants.
We lightly shaded another podcast. We're never talking about plants. And here we are.
Well, I feel it kind of contributes because we're talking about how to like motivate ADHD to do stuff.
Yeah, because plant care is so hard for me to like brain right now.
Yeah. You know what helps me do my plant chores?
Throwing stuff away?
No, I listen to our podcast.
Oh, really?
I do too. I've done that too. Whenever I do my weekly maintenance for my cannabis, I listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And I also do it at work because why not?
Interesting. I need to be doing something with my hands when I listen to audiobooks. So I haven't been listening to audiobooks because I haven't been sewing because I got laid off. And I typically like to listen to music while I do plant chores, so I have not turned on our podcast. But also, like, if Brandon's in the house, I don't want him to listen to our podcast. Because the last time he listened to it, we called him. Oh, it was when Jen and I were listening to the one episode that we were going to re-release, and Brandon's sitting on the couch. He just sat down, and then immediately Kaylin on the podcast goes, something, 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 don't tell Brandon. And he's sitting right there, and he just like looks over me and flips me off. I don't remember what it was, but it was really funny. And I was like, of all the times to mention anything, why did he have to just sit down right before I said it?
That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, Noah hilarious. Doesn't really listen to the podcast, but he does download it every week and put it on his server. And I asked him why, thinking he'd be like, oh, just in case you guys ever need backups. He's like, in case you ever die and I want to hear your voice. I was like, that's morbid, but I accept it.
I mean, we have a lot of episodes, so that would be really wonderful.
Yeah.
Except, you know, in that case, Brandon would be like, oh, I have to listen to her talk about plants again. But we get off topic so much, so like that might help.
Yeah.
So this will be our in memoriam when we're... dead and our partners are sad and grieving. God, that's awful.
I love you, Noah.
Oh my God.
I love you, Brandon.
Christine, that's cold.
Turn and look at me.
Fuck off, Adrian. We fist bumped, but not Christine. Mackie, what plant things have you been doing this week?
I've been watering, just lots of watering.
Like all your succulents and stuff?
Yeah, it's been like 2.5 months since I watered them. So I was like, it's about time. I should probably water them.
Probably water them.
And that's stuff. Nice that you can do that.
Yeah, and I had one that I was, my Cephalotondra was weird because it dropped all its leaves and was going dormant. And I watered it and it immediately shot out new growth. I'm like, okay, you're still wanting to grow. So I'm just going to keep it going.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just been keeping up with watering, getting things looking good again. I'm slimming down more. I've got more plants I'm getting rid of. Just standard stuff. And then I'm thinking about building a watering table soon.
Ooh.
Because I figure if I can get watering done more efficiently,
sure,
then that's less work I have to do.
Sure. That's kind of, my watering efficiency is just a bunch of 10 by 20s.
Yeah.
And everything just goes in those and they sit and soak and then dump them out.
At work, we use these Botanicare tent trays. They're like 4x2, ours are. Mm. And we have them on racks, and we drill the hole in it, we put a pipe on it.
Sure.
So that way it keeps a level of water in there.
Sure.
And then whenever we're done, we just pull the pipe out and drain it drains.
It out. Yeah.
So I figured just make it automatic so I don't have to like do stuff with it. All I do is fill it up and empty it.
I don't really have the space to do something like that. I would love to.
Yeah, now that I hit my limit with my lights, I know that I can't expand anymore.
Right.
So I can get a lot of stuff out of my room that doesn't have lights on it, and that's where my table's going to go.
Sure.
Other than that, it's just, got to rearrange the room again.
Mm-hmm.
I have been pulling plants out of my tent because I need to measure the lights again because I'm not sure if they're, like, losing power.
Oh.
But I just don't get the feeling that stuff is growing the best it could in there. But I've been pulling some out. I got rid of some of the plants in my Wally Grows in the stairwell. So I pulled plants from the tent to put in there instead. And then I put a couple in my windows because I just feel like they would grow better in the south windows than under the lights because the lights are probably screwy right now. But the tent has room in it and it's weird.
Yeah.
And I probably need to move plants around in there still to make everything efficient. And then everything is fucking dry. So I have to repot stuff.
Yeah, I have so much stuff that needs to be repotted.
And then I was gonna switch back to Spoma Organics potting soil because I like it the best. And I went to the place locally who usually has the giant bags in the spring. And they're like, oh, we switched to Fox Farms because our customers were complaining about all the bugs in the soil. And I just wanted to like yell in her face like, it's not the soil. It's your fucking clients who don't know how to fucking care for houseplants. And that was really aggressive. But that was how I feel.
And
I'm sad because now I can't buy a Spoma Organic in the big bags locally anymore.
So you have to buy online?
I'm going to. There's no way I'm going to buy the small bags.
Right.
Have you checked other cities that you have people that go to, like Rochester?
Oh, right. Like Sargent's? Do they have? Yeah.
Because I go down. I know they have. I know they carry a Spoma, but I'm pretty sure that you could just be like, hey, can you just order me this X amount of bags?
I'm a little torn on that because I want to order a bunch just to have it. But also I just got a dog and spent a bunch of money on dog things. So I'm just like, I probably shouldn't order $500 worth of soil.
But it wouldn't hurt to order like 2-3 bags.
Yeah, that's
the nice thing. Like companies that do that will do that for you. They can just add it to their order so it doesn't cost them extra. The only downside is you have to wait for their next order.
Right.
I mean, I just wait to repot. Well, that's why I was like, Christine, with the Coco Claire, I could just try the Coco Claire with chunks and perlite.
Yeah.
Because I do have enough of that at the moment. Bah. Stupid plants that need repotting in giant pots. Why did I do this to myself?
Yeah, I got to repot some stuff, and I'm going to tweak my soil a little bit for my succulents. I'm going to add zeolite.
What's that?
To the it's one of the things in pond.
Yeah,
it's one also of the little rock dudes.
You know the odor absorbing rocks in cat litter?
Oh,
that's zeolite. They absorb chemicals, including fertilizers, and then slowly release them over time.
Interesting.
If you keep the water, the moisture level right. So what a lot of people in the succulent world do is you put zeolite in there and they fertilize low level and then they can quit and it'll continue to release fertilizer through
over time. Nice.
It does eventually deplete, but like it kind of stabilizes it because at a point when there's too much fertilizer at the beginning, it's absorbing a lot of it and it levels it out. And then whenever it starts to dip down, it kind of releases it. It's just make it a little more stable, encourage some growth and more aeration.
Hmm.
And I've got a 5-gallon bucket of it because that was fun. Made pond. One time.
I have used the pond we made once.
I ended up mixing it into soil and using it as a pumice, basically.
I refuse to use pond.
I still don't like how much sediment comes off it when you rinse it and all is just getting stuck in your sink and I'm not about to.
And I don't like when I accidentally knock something over and then pond rocks everywhere. Versus like a...
That is the one. I know people don't like this perk about soil, but you can just sweep that up, vacuum it, throw it away. But like if it's LECA, yeah, have fun with that. If it's pond, yeah, good luck.
See, I'm the other way. I like LECA because you can just pick it up.
Then you have to clean it because it fell on the floor and now it has dog hair on it.
Meh.
Oh,
just
garbage.
Speaking
with you.
Of pet peeves, so I got some Hoya cuttings this last weekend.
Uh-oh. You didn't tell me this.
I got a Hoya. Oh, I'm going to forget it. It's been on my wish list for a while. Sulawesiana. I got a Pandorata Splash.
Ooh.
That's
a pretty one.
It's like the violin shaped leaves.
Yeah.
And it's flashy.
What the fuck?
And there's another one on there. I think I got four, didn't I? Oh, I got a Globulosa finally. They're the fuzzy leaves ones. Those are fun. And a Albo Marginata, Outer Marginata.
Polynura?
Bella.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to give Bella's another try, but the...
Is that Lita Bois or...
Leque Bois. Bois.
Lita Boy.
Ecle Bois. There's... Because Louis Bois is the inner.
And then Lita is the outer.
Lita, there it is. Lita Bois is the outer.
It's B-O-I, and so I'm pronouncing
boy.
It.
Boy.
It is.
Louis Boy.
I think it's actually, it's French, so it's Bois, but it was named after his two daughters.
Louis and Lita.
I just like the hybridized history of that one.
Yeah. Outer Albo Marginata. I'm going to give it a try. Bellas have not done well with me in the past.
But you're good at Hoyas.
But what I was going to say is they came in Fluval. I don't like Fluval.
Okay, so switch them.
I know.
Depon.
I'm going to leave them. No.
You know what's funny? Everyone I know always complains about the Bella and what a diva they are. That is the best growing Hoya I've had in a very long time. And I neglected the crap out of it. It would dry up and wrinkle.
And that's probably why.
Yeah, it would dry up and crinkle, low humidity.
So it wants to dry out?
And then
it's
when I'd water it.
It's prone to rot.
Yeah, and then whenever I would water it, it never got rot. And I was doing literally everything wrong with it. And it was going.
Yeah, it's just prone to rot. So I'm this time around, I'm not going to leave it in high humidity. Once it is in high humidity right now, but that's trying to get the cuttings established. And once that's ready, I'm going to pull it out. Probably be in soil. I won't do LECA with it. And
if you put it in soil, you could try adding more aeration to it, like more perlite or something. Because I wonder if that would help with that.
Maybe.
Because I had mine and a lot of perlite in it. And that's probably why it never rotted.
But yeah, I'm excited for those. I'm excited, actually, now that I have... I'm getting rid of the tropicals because I'm realizing why fight the things that I do okay and just versus just keep the stuff that I do really good at, which is Hoya. And get more,
especially
some more
if you want less plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with succulents this last year. Like, I've been leaning into it so hard the last couple of years and kind of getting out of the tropicals. I was like, why not just make it official and just drop tropicals? I still will always have some, but for the most part, I don't know. I'm not big into the aeroids, so it's not a lot for me out there.
Yeah,
Caitlin has mostly aeroids.
Yeah, I'm thinking of saying, my 10, 15 aroids that I will hang on to, and the rest will be Hoya.
Mm-hmm.
I like to keep some aroids around because they make good trade currency.
That's true. My Wurzwixia Oreo is, I have two plants in one 6-inch pot. It's drying out. Soil's depleting. Or not depleting, disintegrating. And so I need to repot it. But I'm wondering if I should sell one of them. Because nobody has them locally and they're expensive.
Yeah.
But that is my most finicky little diva plant. Even more finicky than the Brevimosa. I have the Brevimosa figured out. I can make that consistently happy. But like, I don't even know. Like, if I've never chopped it. But like, if I did chop it, I would actually be concerned the Wurzwixia aurea is going to just die on me. Not both of them, but like, you know, whatever I chopped off, and forget a single node cutting. I don't think I could manage that at all. But like, do I need two of them? If I can't make it super happy 100% of the time, should I just go down to one? Should I just sell a butt cut, sell a top cut, and grow a mid cut? I don't know.
Does it make you happy and bring you joy?
I like him, but I just want him to get bigger faster and his leaves to be nice and smooth. And we're not quite getting there. And sometimes the leaves are so thin. So I'm also wondering if he is needs higher humidity than he's getting in my tent.
If the leaves are thin, give him higher humidity.
Yeah. But like, he's in the tent because of the humidity. Yeah. But like, I'm wondering if we even need more than what we're sitting at.
What kind of growth are you noticing on it? Is it just slowing down or is it not
mature? I am getting more mature leaves, but they're not like sizing up super fast.
Are they getting, is the maturity, like, would you say the maturity level is going up on them? Like they're by a lot or?
Not like, by a lot. Like, you know how some of my philodendrons size up really quick?
Yeah.
Not so much on this guy. Which is, again, I need to go check the lights in the tent just to double check, too.
Yeah. The Wurzwixia aurea is a slower growing one because of the lower chlorophyll level in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would just, if you're cool with it and you have gold, I would just keep going at it.
The other thing is, you know how when a philodendron leaf comes out and it's perfect and it's flat and smooth, they're kind of wrinkly, but also it's got that really weird leaf shape. So I'm just like, what's going on? And maybe because it just needs a repot, it's drying out too much and that's why.
That would definitely cause that.
Yeah. So definitely need to repot it now that I have stuff to repot it with. But I'm just like, do I need to? Should I sell one? I actually would be slightly concerned. I will, if I separate them, I will acclimate the second one before I sell it because I don't want it to die on somebody. And I'm a responsible grower in that way. Are you gonna separate? Do I want two? I don't need two, but you I like having two. It's a status thing having two. I could sell it. Oh, I would be concerned if the person who buys it ends up not growing it and killing it right away. And then I would feel bad, even though it's their fault. But it's just such a finicky plant. Hmm. I don't know.
Whenever I have that situation, like where I have a finicky plant or one that's not adapted for lower humidity, I always tell the person, like, this is the conditions I'm growing it in. Yep. You do what you, if you're smart, you know what to do. If you're not, that's not my problem.
And now I have your money.
I always am like, this is what it's been living in. So I highly recommend the Ziploc bag that I'm giving you this in. Leave it in there.
Yeah. Like I give care instructions if they ask for it. Or if I look at them, I'm like, you're going to need instructions. Like I try to set people up for success, but I don't.
There are some newbies out there who buy plants above their skill level. Yeah.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's how you learn and grow.
But also take my advice in that case.
Yes. Right? Keep an open mind and let the way you think change if you are coming across problems.
Right. I need a nice day so I can break open. Nice, but I was at work.
Oh, I wasn't.
It's like I need a nice laid off day so I can turn on the hose and
clean out some leca.
Break out my second giant cocoa core brick from Costco.
The ones that I got come with these little carrying bags, and then you just dump the water directly into the bag, and then it already has room for the cocoa to expand.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it plastic?
Mm-hmm.
So you're using more plastic.
Oh, but I am totally good. These bags are the perfect size to give plants away in.
Okay, so they're being reused. That's good.
I hoard my plastic bags because I'm always giving away plants to the point where Brandon refuses to use reusable bags at the store because we're always out of plastic bags because I always am wrapping plants up and giving them away in them.
Go to Costco.
Why?
They sell Ziploc bags, dirt cheap, large
Ziploc
bags.
Ziploc
bags?
I don't give away my Ziploc bags. These are grocery bags.
I get cheap Ziploc bags for propagations. No one gets my Ziploc brand bags.
I don't give anybody Ziploc bags unless it was a $50 cutting. And then for $50, you earned a Ziploc bag. But like when I bag out plants to send them away in the mm-hmm. cold, it's a grocery bag. And if the grocery bag has a hole in it because the cereal box ripped a hole, I'll take a little piece of tape and just bloop.
I mean, yeah, I guess I save my paper bags for plants, but I also do a lot of smaller stuff, high humidity right. cutting. So I just throw in Ziploc bags most of the time for
That's
people.
That's so generous of you. I say any box I get from, you know, whatever I have shipped to me, I save it because I can put a plant in there.
I've started throwing mine away. My thing that I can't throw away are cardboard trays.
Oh, sure. Those are nice.
Oh,
I like to keep an assortment of sizes so that way, like if I have someone who has a couple plants, I'll put, especially if they fit in paper bags or if I have like mm-hmm. a plastic bag to put them in, it makes it just easier to deal with.
Yeah.
Have that nice solid base.
I do enjoy packing up plants for safe travel for other people, and I really hope people appreciate it.
I have heard people singing your packaging praises.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Not in the group, though.
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
I've been missing this.
I'm actually getting like more confident in doing more shipping.
Yeah.
Because with my current job, we're shipping stuff out all day long, so we have better shipping rates. So I can be like, I can give you this for 2 days for like way cheaper than what everyone else is offering. Yeah. But also packaging. There's just, like, I have free reign on all of the boxes and packing supplies and, yeah, that they have.
Nice.
Let's go back to how Kaylin packs stuff well and people like that. They talk about it?
Yes. Remember whenever we had that cold snap and you sold your giant string of thing and you wrapped it up really nice? Yeah,
and then we made it look like a snake.
Yeah.
Elephant trusk.
Whoever bought that made a post praising you. And
yeah,
then
I saw
a
that.
Lot of people were chiming in about your packaging being so great. Now nice. Great.
Kaylin saves all her packaging material and
I was
uses
like, great.
It for plants.
Her ego's going to get bigger.
Yeah. At my ADHD appointment, I'm going to have to be like, don't make my ego bigger. Don't tell me about these things I'm good at.
Just gonna You're great my head. At having ADHD.
the great
Maybe
thing.
Maybe if it's that, I would be happy with the diagnosis.
The great thing about those presentations is they usually knock you down a couple pegs because their framing is
My therapist said that I have really great self-awareness. So whatever
that is, but not I have the same thing, and that's not fun to deal with.
Oh. What, having great self-awareness?
Yes,
but like I already know where I lack. So like you can tell me, it's just reinforcing what I already know.
I know, and it sucks.
I'm open to constructive criticism. I did too many 4-H projects back in the day, so I always want to learn. Yeah, I always want to learn how to do better, but you just have to be nice about it when you give it to me.
I mean, my doctor who did all my shit was like, here's how you're messed up. Here's how you're broken. Here's where you're wrong. And here's how you're disabled. And I was like,
wow, that's
you.
Really negative.
And I was like, I'm not down with this. And then I got a new doctor because then I didn't like that one.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I'm all about constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Because I just want to be better. And then, you know, I get to the point where I'm the best. And then...
When was that point, Kaylin?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. So, like, I definitely agree that I have, you know, I have more to learn and stuff. But also, like, I get to a point I just can't stop talking about things I know that I'm right.
Yeah, it's...
I have to manage that, which I do a lot better than I used to in high school. I was worse back then. You're lucky you didn't know me then.
Oh, God.
Maybe we wouldn't have been friends.
We would have gotten along great.
Oh,
I was crazy when I was younger. I'm like mentally unstable, crazy. It was fantastic. It was fun.
Those are the days.
Mackie sometimes sends me pictures of your little emo self.
Oh my God. It's embarrassing, but I don't care.
Oh no. They're very endearing. They're very endearing. But like taking the personality you were describing and pairing it with that little child, I'm just like, I want to squeeze you because you're so cute.
In my alternative era, everyone would always say, like, you're so intimidating, you're so scary, but then we get to know you and you're so kind and soft-spoken. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
did they say you're so straight? That's what you said?
Oh, God, no. Nobody ever assumed I was straight.
But you just said that.
No, great.
Oh.
They said great.
Let's just say
you're
nobody...
You're so straight. I was like, what?
The only person who ever assumed I was straight was my father. And let's just be honest, he had doubts.
That was probably just him wanting you to be straight and not gay, right?
Let's not get into that.
Just flush him down the toilet. Flush the whole person down the toilet.
Anyways, moving on.
Who else can we insult today?
Get my list out.
Do you want to play Monty? Since you're the, you're going to be the tropical person.
Okay, I already have your other plemmonii, and he's doing better than my mammii, and he's putting out nice big leaves, and I'm to the point where I'm like, God damn it, I want to get rid of the mammii because he doesn't look as good plemmonii, but like, I really like the mammii slightly better, but they're really, really just the same plant.
I love the mammii's, but...
You want a mammii? I took a top cut.
No, I don't.
Because he, you know how they crawl? So he crawled across his pot, and then he decided to crawl out of his pot, yep. And he got about this far, and I'm doing the finger thing. It's about 5 inches. And I was like, we're not repotting you. Fuck you. And so I cut him. I cut him with a steak knife, and then I popped him in a pot, and he's going to root. And then I'll just keep my butt cut and grow.
I've grown
them from there.
Yeah, I've grown them, and it's just the pest susceptibility on it's too high for my conditions, and I just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
I haven't really had a whole lot of issues.
You need to repot those too, both of them, the plemmonii and the mammii.
I haven't had a whole lot of issues of pests on my plemmonii. It's just big.
Yeah, it's just the mammii. I had a plemmonii from you, Kaylin, for a while.
I didn't give you a plemmonii. Christine might have.
No, you did.
Did I?
Yep, it was cutting.
Did I have two? Did I cut mine?
You cut yours. You gave me a plemmonii and another one.
Oh, because it was you didn't want mammii because you're like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, it was the other
one. I remember that.
I grew them for a while and they were pretty good. I liked them. It's just not really my thing.
If anyone local wants a plemmonii top cut, hit me up. I don't want to bother rooting it. You can just come get it.
Or if you want a plant, hit me up.
Quit undermining me here. Just sell your plant.
Bundle them.
But no one wants them.
A bundle of cutting and a plant.
Yeah.
You know what no one wants?
That's the thing.
A Prince of Orange.
So the whole like, I can't just sell them because they're big plants and people don't want to take on big plants all the time.
Some people do, but not right now.
Right. It's like, here's a giant Bilietti, a giant plemmonii. What else on there? Giant Florida ghost. Like, do y'all want to buy them?
You could, but you remember I sold a bunch of plants at the garage sale for $25-$30 and they went because people were like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So they might make an appearance at
if you price them low enough,
they might make appearance at the vendor event. And I'll bring the Bilietti at the vendor event. Set it out.
You're giving that one to me.
Well, but if I bring it that day, then at least it'll be an eye catcher.
You're gonna keep it till May?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know.
My problem is the plants are getting bigger and I want to make them even more beautiful and more big, and I just don't have the space to do all of them at once. That's the problem.
Yep.
If they were 4-inch pots, absolutely I could definitely grow them, but they're not, and they need all of them need a repot. I don't wanna. My pasta's on him was looking great, though.
That's good.
He was doing the thing, too, where he overgrew the side of his pot. So I took the steak knife again. And I sawed him into 3 pieces. And the bottom 2 pieces just don't have any leaves because it's the older chunk of the stem. Mm-hmm. But I'll leave it in the pot with the roots. And then they'll grow new plants. And then I will not be able to get rid of them because no one wants pasta's on them right now.
Right.
That was the other one you gave me. This was the pasta.
I love pasta.
Pasta and plemmonii.
Yeah, you took the one with no leaves, right?
Yeah.
And did it grow leaves?
Once.
I had a pasta for a second, but that was because...
You want a pasta?
No. I bought a node that said it was something else, and then it ended up being
wasn't
a pasta.
Oh, wasn't it like pasta silver?
Something, but it was just regular pasta.
Yeah. Everyone's into Anthurium and paying insane prices for them. Yeah. Can you please get back into the plants that I want to get rid of so that I can get rid of them, please?
I think people are kind of getting into alocasias too.
Are they?
Popularity, I feel, of those is going up. Not as dramatically as like aroids did in the beginning, but it's creeping up.
I feel like people try an alocasia and then they don't have much success with it. And so then they give up.
Well, they ask for a fancy one off the bat. And then it's like, no, you got to start with a Maharani or God.
Maharani wasn't easy for me. Regal Shield is easy. 16 leaves.
I think the other part of that is not necessarily wanting fancy ones, but a lot of people don't have examples of what well-grown ones look like. That's
right.
Why I see a lot of people see your alocasias and they're like, hey, I want to learn to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my giant stingray and my giant Frydeck, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, and I feel like having you show examples of that is getting a lot more people into allocations. At least putting allocations on some people's
radars. I haven't given any examples lately. It's whatever is back in the group from before.
Right? Well, your Regal Shield is kind of minorly famous in the groups because it's so big.
Is it? I should post it again because it has 16 leaves now.
What?
It's funny when people are like, my plant has one leaf and it will never grow any more than that. And they're like, what am I doing wrong? And I'm like, well, where do I start?
First you up the light, then you feed it.
Did you see that someone was selling Maharani corms for $25 a corm?
And where are they going?
No.
Well, duh.
I'm not a price shamer, but that's a little steep.
I wish people would like just be aware that when you sell something and it's not selling for any price, it's too high.
Yeah.
Although I did list my Matildas in the Hoya group for $10. There's like 3 to 4 to maybe 5 nodes in each pot and they're rooted and they're growing. Nobody wants one.
I didn't know you had those because that's one I want.
Do it in the collective.
You want, what?
I kind of want a Matilda.
Do it.
Well, great. I have one.
Do it in
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't know you had them. I just said you didn't know you had them.
Aren't you in the Hoya group?
How often am I on Facebook?
It's probably because everyone in the Hoya group only wants the fancy Hoyas.
Everyone already, Hoya heads already have Matilda. They want Matilda Silver right now.
Fuck that. Well, I'll list them in collective.
There you go.
And then some of the newbies.
And talk about how it's a great starter Hoya, because it really is.
It is a really wonderful dude, and his leaves are so cute and charming. They're just like little nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Little and I have like nickels. 6 or 7 blooms right now on mine.
Oh, yeah. Yours is doing the thing.
And he smells like old lady.
Oh, I love old lady.
I hate the old lady Hoyas.
Well, I'm really disappointed that you didn't know about my Matildas, and I could have brought you one tonight.
You brought me my Aria. I'm happy
but
with
that's
that
from
for
Jen.
Now. I know.
Okay, we'll see each other soon. We yes. see each other pretty often.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
because
simultaneously turn and look at Christine.
We recognize that our conversation is over, so we're turning to you for the next topic.
Yeah, Christine, keep it going.
Your turn.
Spoiler alert. Or maybe plants. That's just like, you know, like we're dogs and we're trying to like keep Christine like feeling like part of the group, even though
well,
we just
me,
had a moment between us.
For me, I struggle with social cues I'm learning. So like I never know when it's appropriate for me to jump in and say stuff. So like that's why I like look at the people around me because I'm like looking for your body language to see, am I talking too much? Am I interrupting? Because usually when I interrupt my husband, he's got this face.
Check your face.
If you interrupt, it's not as bad as some people I know, so it's not an issue in our friendship.
I try to keep my interruptions relevant to the conversation.
Yeah. Unlike me. Caitlin's like, your comment made me think of this thing that I have to tell you about from 15 years ago, and I have to tell it to you now, and there's also 3 sub-stories involved. You like laugh because you know it's true.
It's like my friend, she's like, what's the story? Like, you want the long version or the ADHD version? She'd be like, just give me the long
Wait,
one.
Isn't the ADHD version longer?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't do short versions. You either get a massive amount of details or way more details and oversharing.
That has been me lately, and I hope you all enjoy my updates about my dog because I'm texting Christine's mom about it too.
Oh, you're still talking.
Guys, I'm talking to Christine's mom. It's not as weird as it sounds.
Well, with the background, yeah, my mom was the one that like said, hey, look at these dogs.
Oh, well, hold on. I know your mom because we did theater together for like you know, 3 years or whatever, and your mom played in the orchestra.
But the reason why you're talking to my mom right now
well, is I already know your mom from that. And then, yeah, Christine's mom does dog training at the Humane Society that I found.
No, so she teaches veterinary technician.
Yeah, I know.
Science.
But she also teaches dog classes.
But
that's what she said she was doing.
What?
She said she had to go to Possum class, you know, like tonight. And I was like, oh, are you like, you know, are you working or are you teaching? And she's like, I teach the class.
Yes. So for her work.
Oh, that has to.
One of her classes at.
Oh, is the class taught at the clinic?
They go to Paws and Claws and they like trim nails. They do like animal handling.
Oh,
it's like a husbandry nursery class. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah,
so that's
Christine,
how she sees them. Like she's at there like twice a week. And
Christine told her mom I'm looking for a dog, and Christine told my mom what color scheme I'm looking for, which is not strictly true.
I thought that's what it was. I was like, maybe I'm wrong.
But yeah, her mom tagged me in the post of these cute little doggos that came in all with the Spice Girls names, and she spelled my last name wrong, so I didn't tag. And then Christine tagged me for real, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I think I saw them earlier, but maybe I'll apply. And I waited 24 hours because I was like, nah. I told Brandon I'd wait to get a dog till after we did the windows and the siding. And then 24 hours passed, and I was like, no. I'm going to apply, and if it's too late, it's too late, and if it works, it works. And it worked.
Now we have to
get the poppers. I actually applied for her mom first, Posh Spice, because Posh Spice is very beautiful.
Yeah.
But I am actually happier with the puppy because, you know, if the mom was found on an Amish puppy farm, like it's going to be easier to train a 5-month-old puppy than a mama
dog
who might be more psychologically fucked up.
Yeah. True.
Who knows? But yeah, I have this adorable dog now. I'm so excited. And yeah, I've been talking to Christine's mom about it every day. Every day since Friday. Every day since Thursday.
Well, I mean, that's good because when mom got Dante.
Every day since Wednesday.
You,
maybe Tuesday. I've been talking to your mom for like a week now. Hi, Teresa.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Neither does my mom. I don't think my mom knows we have a podcast.
Because the reason why is because you and her were going through a lot of the same stuff with their new dog. Because like she got a new dog, her new puppy, and I was seeing a lot of the same characteristics. That's why I was like, you should talk to my mom.
Yeah. Her pupper sounds like more of a harder project.
Yeah.
Than mine's turning out to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're taking it day by day and she makes great progress every single day.
Good.
And she's very smart.
Yeah.
Which might be a bad thing down the road, but for now, I'm taking it. I'm excited. Excited to have a smart dog.
Mm-hmm. I'm just stuck with a bird that is the intelligence level of a 2 to 3 year old.
Yeah, that's more than some people.
Yeah, true.
Are we talking about plants, guys?
Not anymore. Should we do plant of the week?
Hello, welcome. Yeah, I have to think of a plant of the week.
I have one.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go with my Cephalotondra erysipelosa. It's a codex succulent. It's like a paciform, I think is technically what it is, but it's really
so it's related to elephants?
No.
That's pachyderm.
Actually,
I was hoping someone would catch it.
I think there is a common name with elephant in it, but I don't know for sure.
Well,
but
it's like there's a Hoya pachyclata, something like that.
Keep saying it, it'll come to you.
Yeah. I think it's pachyclata. But I don't know. I'd have to look into the etymology of that word to see if that's related to, like if it was named that because of Hoya, or not Hoya, elephant type tendencies, because it's a big leaf Hoya.
Yeah, but this one is just...
That was a tangent.
Yeah, this one's just a little tree. Got it as a little plug like 2 years ago. It's a winter growing one. So I put it outside in the summer and it's just a stump.
Nice.
I thought I killed it this year, but it came back and I was like, holy crap. Nice.
Nice.
And Kaylin's got her eyes closed thinking,
I am visually picturing my plants in my house and I'm going through each section trying to pick a plant of the week.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Hoya land for a while. So all my plant of the weeks are going to be Hoyas. I'm doing my Hoya Lisa, Australis Lisa.
I'm going to have a lot of seedlings I'm picking out. Because I got some really nice ones. So a lot of aloes and Haworthia coming up.
But my Australis Lisa, it's not very tall, but it's just like a really cute little dense little bushy plant right now. And I'm really liking it.
Nice. I'm going to pick my Alocasia stingray. Mm. I recently put him in my south facing window and he is doing the thing I love where he's giving me bigger and bigger leaves each time. And I'm very excited. He's growing really well. He also needs a repot, goddammit. But yeah, plant of the week, Alocasia stingray.
Let me know when we're repotting.
When do you want to come over? I'm free tomorrow.
I work.
When's your next day off? We'll do this after the episode. Thanks, everybody. Join our Discord. We want to talk plants, and then you can look at all the pictures of the shit we talk about.
Yeah.
Or in the case of Christine, you can watch Kaylin being like, send a picture. And then Christine puts a picture. And then me talking about my dog. My dog pictures are on there, too. Come see my dog. Okay, cool, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. Stay rough.
Bye-bye.
Bye.